I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Mike Coleus of Ann Arbor, Michigan. We love Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Mike, and we love you for your contribution.
Been too long since I've been there. That deli is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for your support, Mike. We have got a desert island jukebox that is just jammed with tunes, but there's always room for one more. Give us a hint, Jim, of what you're going to add this week.
Greg, I'm going to play an instrumental band that is one of my favorites of all time. I'm shocked we've never played them before on Sound Opinions. And get ready, there's an Eno connection.
Oh boy, can't wait for that. That's coming up on Sound Opinions.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions, Jim. What song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
How can it be, Mr. Kot, that we have never talked about Penguin Cafe Orchestra?
Oh, yeah, that's
right?
True. Good point.
I mean, we were prepping for a Brian Eno classic album dissection. We didn't have any news peg this week, and so I just opened the CD drawer, the one that was on the top, on the right, on the credenza of CDs, just closed my eyes, went down, and then up pops Penguin Cafe Orchestra. And I'm like, oh, this is an oblique strategy type coincidence. Uh-huh. Prepping for Eno, here comes this band that Eno released their two best-known albums when he briefly had a boutique label back in the 70s, 80s. Who was Penguin Cafe Orchestra? Essentially a brilliant English guitarist, Simon Hefes. Part classical music, part rock guitar, became frustrated with the limitations of both. So turned to traditional British Isles folk music and an approach towards instrumental versions that kind of continued with one of Eno's favorite things. You don't have to be a virtuoso. In fact, you don't even really have to know how to play in order to contribute to this music that we're making. Music from the Penguin Cafe, the debut album, was recorded over a span of 2 years, came out in 76, and then the self-titled Penguin Cafe Orchestra album followed in 81. I love both of them. We have Hefes playing strings, oboe, trombone, piano, other contributors coming and going on different orchestral and folk music instruments, and then a lot of found sounds. I think after the Aphex Twin, who famously once made a track based on nothing but the sound of tapping on a Coke can and various electronic variations thereof, the song I'm going to play, Telephone and Rubber Band, is one of the best found instrument songs ever. It is based around a tape loop of a British telephone ringtone that had a particularly notable kind of melody to it, accompanied with a twanging rubber band, right? This really sums up half of what Penguin Cafe Orchestra did so well. I've been featured in a lot of soundtracks, most notably, I think, Oliver Stone's Talk Radio. You may know it right away and didn't know that it was Penguin Cafe Orchestra. I also love the very next song on that album, their second, which is Cutting Branches for a Temporary Shelter, a traditional British folk song that they deliver this beautiful, beautiful melody. Carmel has genuine fondness for perhaps 5% of things that I listen to regularly, but Penguin Cafe Orchestra is one of her favorites. I was, you know, playing it one day,
wow,
and she fell
okay.
in love with it. You know, I mean, she's got and she takes Jim with a grain of salt, because let's face it, you know, when I'm playing Can or something, yeah, that's when she goes for a walk. Penguin Cafe Orchestra. Sadly, Simon Hefe's passed several years ago from a brain tumor. The band's come together in various incarnations first, but I think those two albums are absolute must-owns, and thank you, Brian Eno, for releasing them. Here is Telephone and Rubber Band. Telephone and Rubber Band by Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
Thanks for the reminder, Jim. I remember the band now very well, but
yeah.
I hadn't thought about them for years. But there was a great period of time, which we are going to get into very soon with this Brian Eno classic album dissection that was particularly amazing for a new type of avant pop music.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right in the middle of that. That is it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.
Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.